Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over a story I just came across on CNBC. Hopefully it'll be thought-provoking. What I'm not trying to do is be that old man that we all knew when we were growing up that was saying that society was declining and that the younger generations are bad and that the world is coming to an end. I always thought that was kind of ridiculous. And to a certain degree, I think it is. But, people always think their generation is the best and whatnot. But there is something to that. I'm a firm believer that if you study history, you will see that hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. And weak men create hard times. It's cyclical. It is. So there may be something to that, that maybe we are living in a time when that old man was right when I was growing up. Maybe my generation was not as strong. Maybe that was the cycle, the macro cycle, if you will, that person saw that maybe I'm seeing today. I don't know. I don't know. But I want to bring it to your attention because I do think it's something we should be thinking about, especially when we're trying to determine from a macro standpoint, is the U.S. in decline and therefore long term? I know I just did a story about inflation or inflation going down Q3, Q4, but I do believe inflation over the long term is going up. And long term, the dollar will decrease in purchasing power. And I think eventually the dollar will lose its reserve currency status. It's not really a matter of if. I think it's a matter of when. Some people think that's going to happen next week. I'm not in that camp. I think maybe 10, 15, 20 years. It all depends. You guys know my stance on this. It really depends on global dollar denominated debt. And I don't want to go into that. Into this video, but I am seeing things all around me. And this is one of the reasons why I really like to get outside the United States, because we'll discuss this in just a moment in this video. But when you get outside the United States, the morals are far more aligned with when I grew up. And I like that. I think that's a good thing, not a bad thing. And maybe I'm right. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? But let's dive into it. And I don't want to be judgmental. I more so just want to bring this to your attention so you can think it through. Because I do think it's important. I think it's meaningful. So first and foremost, let's go through. I think I forgot to do the screen share. Oh, I've got the screen share. Okay. Let's go through 10 theories on why Rome fell. And like most things, it was probably a combination of several of these. Barbarian invasions, but again, they throughout the history of Rome, throughout the history of any empire, especially during these times, they're always being invaded. I mean, it was just constant state of war. That's the one thing that you see. It's just constant throughout history. History is nothing but just war, plague, and that cyclical process that we talked about earlier, where the hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. It's that war and plague. That's pretty much the history of humanity. Look at this next one: a decline in moral values. And what's interesting is that goes back to what I was saying. When we're not just talking about men, we're not. That saying isn't literal. It's an analogy for society, or a metaphor, I guess, for society at large. So, and when we're talking about weak, we're not just talking about physically weak, although there may be something to that. I think they're talking about from a standpoint of their ethics and morals as well. So this one makes a lot of sense to me. Environmental and public health. Okay, what do we see right now in the United States? The average life expectancy is going down, not up, down. In the United States, that is staggering. Why? In my opinion, it's just drug addiction, it's obesity, it's depression, which I think the government's response to the cervasa sickness has exacerbated excessive military spending on to defend an empire. That doesn't sound familiar, does it? Inferior technology. I don't know that this would apply to the United States. I think that the United States is kind of the leader in a lot of the technological advances. But what's the trend line here, right? Are there other parts of the world that are trending up as the U.S. trends down, even though the United States is still far ahead? Maybe. Inflation, devaluing the currency. And even in Rome, I'm sure inflation did not go up in a straight line. They did not devalue. I don't want to get on that topic again. But this is what we see in the United States. CPI at 7.5%. They're definitely doing everything they can, as far as the central planners, to devalue the currency. That's for sure. And they have to try to devalue that currency because of the debt right here. Political corruption. Boy, we sure don't see this happening in the United States. Cough, Nancy Pelosi. Or every single politician. You know, I was listening to the Macro Voices podcast last night with three of my great buddies, Eric Townsend, Patrick Serezna, and Jim Bianco. And Jim was talking about how this gal, I guess she used to work at the Fed. She used to be a Fed governor, I believe. And she had to resign. No one, and then in retrospect, they understood that the reason she had to resign is because she was doing all these back-end deals for these banks to get them. What I understood was basically an account at the Fed. So their transaction costs were lower, just basically give them a competitive edge. And then when she left, she just happened to have received like $1 million or $2 million from this bank. Surprise, surprise. How coincidental. And of course, you guys have seen what's going on with not just Nancy Pelosi, but with a lot of the politicians and them trading based on what essentially is insider information. I mean, if anyone else did that, they'd go to jail, period. And then, my goodness, I mean, we could just go on and on and on and on and on for days about how politically corrupt the United States is and a lot of other areas, but man, especially the United States right now. And they attribute a rise in Christianity. So I don't talk about this a lot, but I was raised a Christian. I would still consider myself to be a Christian. I don't know that I would struggle with this one, not just because of my belief system, but because Christianity rose in a lot of empires and a lot of different areas throughout history, and it didn't bring down those empires. So this in and of itself, I don't think so, but I'll let you be the judge. Unemployment. Well, our unemployment rate may be low here in the United States, but look at the labor force participation. Bottom line here with unemployment is when you have a lot of people not working, especially young men, that's the group that really needs to be working. They need to be productive. They need to be doing something. And they need to feel good about it. If they are not productive, if they're not producing, if they're not working, what's the old saying? An idle mind is the devil's workshop. And boy, oh boy, is that true, especially with young men. And then you have urban decay. Well, have you seen LA? Have you seen any, I mean, even Phoenix, for heaven's sakes, the amount of homeless people. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I grew up in Portland, Oregon. And I went back a couple years ago, and they've just got, you can't even walk down the sidewalk. Because it's nothing but like homeless camps where they've set up tents and whatnot. You walk outside of a Starbucks. I remember one time I was there. This was the last time I was there. I walked outside of the Starbucks and there was a dude taking a dump. I'm not exaggerating. Right on the sidewalk. Just some homeless person. Just drop trowel, taking a dump right there. I mean, you're just not only... does it make you want to vomit? But it's just, you just ask yourself, how did we get here? And I have seen this happen, especially in Portland and other areas. But, you know, I think in certain areas it's not as bad, but boy, oh boy, do you really see this happening in a lot of urban cities in the United States? And I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today.
Now let's go over a story from CNBC. And again, I do not want to attack this person. I think that, you know, they're taking the entrepreneurial journey. My hat's off to them. I've got nothing but respect. But I think this story, in a subtle way, shows us how there has been a tremendous moral decline in the United States to the point which we now have normalized things that were very, or we've made things not just moral that used to be, and I think should be immoral. I think it's kind of a no-brainer. The moral, we've made them something to aspire to. We've made immorality something to aspire to. I think that's the best way that I can articulate my thoughts. But I think you guys will get it when we get into this story. So here we go. This 34-year-old's first business went up in flames. Now she's on a mission to build a billion-dollar vegan burger empire. And good for her. I mean, I think this is a fantastic story, and I wish her all the best. I know how hard it is to be an entrepreneur, and the United States needs more people like this that are out there creating jobs and taking risk and producing more goods and services. She's trying to produce more than she consumes. Bravo. So here's the gal, and then you see this is the name of her burger joint. Now, again, I don't want to be that old guy saying that this generation has deteriorated, but what I will say is back when I was growing up, this was a derogatory term. And you guys know what this means. It means a gal that's incredibly promiscuous. You see what I'm saying? And this gal's naming her burger joint after a woman who is incredibly promiscuous. So we've taken, and I've seen this happen gradually. Right? This, for women, this is, and I know I probably shouldn't even have an opinion on this because what do I know? You know, I think I should have an opinion because I've been a single guy for a long, long, long time. And I've been a single guy that has certain attributes that I have found women tend to like or maybe gravitate towards. And I can tell you, I know a lot of other guys that would fall into my category. This is not something that we look for, just FYI. So I can say that definitively. But you, I think you guys get my further point, right? And it's not just with this term. It's just within society at large. We have taken what is just, I think, objectively immoral, and let's forget morality for a minute. But we've taken what is objectively unhealthy, and not only from a physical standpoint, but a psychological standpoint. I would challenge you, and I don't want to get into, you know, you guys know that I'm very good friends with Rollo Tomasi and Rich Cooper. Although I haven't met him personally, I would consider him a friend as well. Rollo, of course, I've met personally because he's come to all of the Rebel Capitalist Live events. I don't want to go too far down this path, but if you get a young gal that's out there that's 12, 13, 14 years old, and this is normalized, and this is something that is that they feel they should aspire to, the probability is very high that when they get to be about 35 years old, they're not going to be in a good place mentally. I'll just leave it at that. So this gal names her entire burger joint around this idea. And again, I think, you know, because she's 34 years old, she grew up in a time when this phrase was more normalized. And although she, I'm sure, would admit that it is risque, for a variety of reasons, society today doesn't really, again, they think this may be even something that young women should aspire to. So the restaurant has four locations. They draw long lines, loyal following. Vegan and meat eaters alike, with a provocative name, a vibrant atmosphere, and an ethos that taps into Atlanta's strong Black cultural connections. When I read this, I can't believe that they said that out loud. Okay, I mean, we all know that, and I'm not going to go into why, but if you just look at the statistics, there's a very high divorce rate. There's a very high rate of kids that are born with single mothers in the Black community. And again, I'm not going to go into why. But to make the connection between this is an ethos, meaning the provocative name, slutty, that taps into Atlanta's strong Black cultural connections. Again, I can't believe they said that out loud. Okay. Moving on. Its popularity also comes from Cole's efforts to give back to the city's Black community through her nonprofit. Put all together, she says that people flock to slutty vegan for the food and the sense of community. I'm a young Black woman who's moving and shaking and has a story of tribulation and triumph. Let me highlight that, because I think that where we are in society today, and again, I'm not blaming this guy. I think this gal's fantastic. But I think society has taken that word and many other things like it. I'm just using this as a proxy. And they have made it seem as though strong, powerful women who are out there making a difference, and you know, these gals that are can face tribulation and can continue to triumph, that these women are sluts, are promiscuous, and that's great. And this is something that young women should look up to. I go back to this, right? They keep going on. So same thing, cheeky and provocative. I think that's the fact that this girl would think that is cheeky and provocative is, again, a sign of the times, in my opinion. I mean, listen, you guys, if you're my age group, Gen X, something like that, if you grew up in the 70s, 80s, 90s, you know what would have happened. if you would have named your burger joint this. I mean, come on. I mean, even to this day, if I walked into a burger joint and it was this name, I would completely lose my appetite. Completely lose my appetite. Let's keep going. So this is how they've done the build out for one of her burger joints. And you can see she really plays on the whole brand, which is smart. I mean, it's a great idea, but again, it shows how we've been desensitized. Maybe that's a better word, to immorality, or I shouldn't say that. At least what might be psychologically and mentally unhealthy. Let's leave it at that. Play with me. Drink da fa up. So now we're throwing in profanity, or insinuating profanity as well in our burger joint. And she goes on with the theme right here with her, with the food truck. Eat plants, you slut. Get slutty. Eat plants, bitch. Big old slut. Boy, really makes you very appetizing. It really makes you hungry, doesn't it? Banging, banging. Yeah, you slut, healthy, eat better. And I think it's fascinating that these people that are indirectly promoting promiscuity are all wearing masks, or a few of them are all wearing masks. So young ladies, go out there, sleep around, be a slut, but make sure you wear your mask. There you go. So again, I want to say how much I respect this gal, and because I know how hard it is to be an entrepreneur, and I don't blame her. I think she's just a product of her environment, really. But my main point is that let's look at that environment, and let's be cognizant of it, and let's compare it to other empires that have been on a decline, so we can further assess the probabilities that the United States becomes one of those empires, not tomorrow, but maybe 10, 15, 20 years down the road. What does that mean from a standpoint of macro? People may say, oh, Georgia has nothing to do with macro. I disagree. I think that this is a very important input into what is going on with global macro, and what will continue to happen into the future. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you on the next video.